Well, this year we've been talking a lot about porch pirates stealing your packages off your porch. And Tom's given us some tips on how to avoid that. But it's a tough job, I guess, for the guys that are delivering the packages for your porch. They say that for the post office, like 12% of the mail carriers are injured on the job each year, especially during the holiday season.
Really?
I'm thinking with all the ice and stuff.
Maybe so.
In north, but not probably here in the south. Yeah, you know, it could be getting hernias from carrying those Christmas fruitcakes. Those are very heavy.
You make a good point, because I'll see them come up sometimes with a package, and I'll be going, I'm like, I could help you with that. And they're like, I got it, man. And they're just all burly, manly men that carry these huge packages. And then they drop it at your porch, and it says, team lift only.
I've seen some manly women, too, carry those packages. Whatever I meant by that.
Yeah, Hawk said that.
Yeah. Did you know UPS, during the holiday season, they hire extra people to work there because you're getting so many packages during the holiday season?
Yeah.
So they've been hiring people, and I have some questions to ask yourself before you become a UPS driver.
Okay.
So this is just a few things to ask yourself, because I have some friends, my cousin's a UPS driver, and I have some friends, one of my best friends back home's a UPS driver. That's a hard job.
Is it? I mean, I know those guys work hard, but they seem like they've got it down to an art.
Well, loading the trucks. I mean, you forget about the people that are back at the place loading the trucks and carrying boxes on and off trucks all day long.
That's true, and they got to beat those things up pretty bad. Otherwise, they're not doing their job.
Well, that's actually one of the questions you ask yourself before becoming a UPS driver. Can you take boxes, label fragile, and throw them over your shoulder without caring where they land?
Okay. I've seen that, man. I got some boxes. I take pictures of them before I open them.
Okay.
Just so that I can show if they're ruined inside.
Okay.
And they are sometimes.
Well, you know, my UPS guys puts them up there lightly and gently.
But you don't know who before him got a hold of
them. Oh, that's true. That's true. Okay, questions to ask yourself before you become a UPS driver. Do I enjoy wearing shorts so tight it cuts off my blood supply?
None of my drivers wear them that tight.
Oh.
In the summer, I see some.
I mean, they wear shorts, but they look good.
I mean, they're kind of like Daisy Dukes on the UPS guy. They're that tight. They're not that short.
And the women at home waiting for those packages love it.
No, probably so.
I'm sure they do. The UPS guy's package.
Okay.
Costs a fortune to, you know, order one time a year to get them to come over.
All right, questions to ask yourself before becoming a UPS driver. Just how much of a chick magnet is this doo-doo brown truck?
I think chicks dig the uniform. I don't think they care about the truck.
The big doo-doo brown truck that they have?
You're way too amused with that.
Uniform's the same color.
That's true. That's true. Well, and that's something to probably think about. How excited am I to wear a uniform especially designed to make me look like a big giant turd?
Aww.
This is Hawk saying this.
Yeah, you'll be getting packages later, won't you?
No, I'm just saying. I mean, out of all the colors, I mean, that's probably not the most flattering color.
They chose it because it's the color of boxes, and it makes you think of delivering boxes.
Brown?
Huh. I mean,
No, you act like I'm stupid for that.
No, I think you're stupid for a lot of things.
The brown box, I mean, it's not the same color as their brown uniform.
I agree. I never thought of it being a box.
Yeah. So you made that crap up off the cuff.
It makes more sense than what you said. And here's the thing. I get a lot of packages, and I know some UPS driver's going to be thinking, I said this, and I didn't. It was Hawk Harrison. That's the name to look for.
I'm not making fun. I'm just saying they're hiring UPS guys.
You just laughed about them and said they wear doo-doo brown, and they look like a giant turd.
Yeah, that's just not nice.
That's making fun.
I wasn't making fun.
Yes, it was.
No, I wasn't.
I know making fun.
Not in my heart. Not in my heart.
Oh, your heart's doo-doo brown.
But you know what? We got our buddy Tony, the UPS driver, who made up a song about the Christmas season.
He ain't your buddy no more.
Well, he may not be. But he recorded a Christmas song I want to play for you this morning about the UPS man.
I'm in my sleigh, handling my business, delivering gifts for little cheerins. If you don't understand, I will tell you, my friend, Santa is your UPS man. For iPads, please leave me a note, ma'am, so I can leave your apple at your door. You can best believe it is my plan, ma'am, to ring your doorbell, drop your stuff, and go. We're coming through, despite the weather, fencing your dogs. Let's work together. It's such a good sight to read your address at night. Please leave your light on for your UPS man. If you don't understand, I will say it again. Santa is your UPS man. I recorded this during a scheduled break.
And kids, we're not saying that the UPS man is Santa Claus. No, no. He just brings a lot of gifts.
That's right. That's right. That's awesome. So big shout out to our UPS buddy Tony this morning. Yeah. Now all the rest of you UPS drivers working hard this season.
Leave them snacks out. I've seen that.
There you go.